and friends, Alamo United Methodist Church. Now that you can hear me. Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. For the benefit of anyone who found us on their radio at FM 96.9 San Antonio, we are physically located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone who is looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us any Sunday morning at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. This morning's opening scripture is Psalm 42, as printed in the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. And the opening sentence is, "We are yearning for God in the midst of distresses." As a deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, "Where is your God?" When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me, for I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me, a prayer to the life of my God. I will say to God, my rock, have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say unto me all day long, "Where is your God?"
Yeah.
Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for shall I yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, oh Lord, how wonderful you are. How gracious, oh mighty Creator, you who created heaven and earth, created us, all the animals, everything, Lord. We give thanks to you, Lord. We give praise to you, Lord, for you are worthy of our praise. You are worthy, Lord, of everything, Lord, because you are everything. This morning, Lord, we say thank you, Lord, for all those who have gone on before us. Lord, as we remember those who were once here on earth and now, Lord, they're gone, thank you for them, Lord. And Lord, now we ask that you would be with us as we go forward in your service. Help us to worship you in spirit and truth, even today. Thank you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. I always love just saying that. You know, I used to when I was growing up, and the preacher would get up there and he'd say, "Let the church say amen." And the congregation kind of look at him, and then he'd say, "Let the church say amen."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Would you please stand with me, please, and greet each other just by a waving of hand, or if, don't try not to move around. Amen. Amen. Now remember, when you get to heaven, there's going to be a great rejoicing up there, right? All right. So just remember, you might as well get practice here, because you're going to be doing that a lot. Amen? Amen. At this time, would you please be seated?
Good morning, church. Let us pray. Prayer of remembrance. Come into our presence this day, O Lord, O God, as we remember our loved ones. Come to us with light. Come into our presence this day, O God, as we give thanks for the lives of our loved ones who are now in your loving care. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Beautiful, more spacious God, more amber waves of green, more purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful, more heroes prove in liberating strife, who more than self their country love and mercy for them lost. America, America, God shall thy gold remind, till all success be nobleness and every gain divine. Oh, beautiful, for patriot dream that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam undimmed by human tears. America, America, God name thine every law, God firm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, please be seated.
Okay.
Let us prepare to for our tithes and our offering. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we come today as the day of remembrance. Each day should be a day of remembrance, remembering the sacrifices that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ made for us. But we come on this special day remembering those that have gone before us, those that have illuminated our way. We come remembering the veterans. We come those that served and those that sacrificed. Some sacrificed all. We ask, Lord, that you keep us in mind that always we are a product of those that have gone before us. We ask, Lord, that you take our tithes and our offerings, use them to eliminate the needs of the world. In Christ's name, amen.
scripture lesson today comes from John chapter 5, verses 24 through 27, and Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. John, very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Very truly I tell you, the time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man. Hebrews. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to a time now where we open our hearts and our minds We ask that you give us your Holy Spirit so that as the word is proclaimed, that we may joyfully hear the message that you would have for each one of us today. We ask, Lord, that you strengthen Pastor Ted, that you give him the courage to speak your words always. Give him strength as he goes through this time. And as we hear your word, Lord, we ask that we take that to our hearts. And when we leave this place, let it not be a shut door, but let us echo your message to the world. In Christ's name, amen.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning? Okay. Today we're going to talk about All Saints Day. Do y'all know what the saint is? Do you know a name of any saints? Yes, you do. Saint Nicholas. What about Saint Valentine? What about Saint Patrick? So all of those are people that we think of commercially, right? Like St. Patrick's Day, but they were actually saints. So what makes a saint a saint? Do we know? That could be it. But you know, it could be a little bit more simpler than that. What about a person that has accepted God and has shown others his love? That makes them a saint. And it's we never have one saint. It's always saints. Because do you know that because you have loved God and that you've accepted God, that you are a saint? So all of our loved ones that have passed on, we're remembering them today. And so, if you've ever had somebody in your life that has, hi, does your brother want to join us? I saw you over there. I didn't know. You could sit down with us. You're more than welcome. Yes, thank you. So if you've ever had someone in your life that has shown you love and shown you God's love, they could be a saint. And this is my mom, and she brought me to this church when I was y'all's age. And she's now in heaven, and she's a saint. But did you know that it's not just, saint is not singular, it is plural. It's always saints because it takes multiple. They share the love and it keeps passing on, right? So as we go through the service today, we're going to remember the saints that were here before us that have passed it on. Did you know that the Bible refers to saints 69 times, but not no one person is ever called a saint? It's because it's plural. It's more than one. So, I don't know if y'all will be in here, but some of you might. And so they're going to ring a bell and they're going to say their name. And that's just so we can call them out specifically, the people that have passed on recently in the last 2 years. And we're going to remember them because it's a way of just recognizing the love that they've showed with us. Okay? All right, let's say a prayer. God, thank you for calling us to... Oops, let me start over. I'm sorry. Thank you for calling us your saints. Help us to join with you, all your saints, as you gather in your presence. And as we speak your will for each of us and for all of us. Amen. Have a good week, guys. See you next week.
Good morning. Just a couple of administrative announcements before we start our service of remembrance. Does everyone have a communion cup? If you don't, raise your hand. Jesse, you pass out to the people who have their hands raised. Second of all, we had rehearsal, sort of, with people participating. I'll go over the rules again. The matches are up here on the altar. You will light the match. You'll come over to this microphone. You'll say the person's name. Then you will light the candle. Brandy will ring the bell. Then you can put it out in this water that's up here. Return to your seat. If you're the next person to come up, and that's by, say, predetermined list, 23 and 24, then as they start to leave, you come up. Repeat the process. At the very end, we will allow people who have folks on your heart from before 2023 to say their names and have the bell rung also, starting with the right, your left over here. Just stand up, and Catherine will get the microphone and let you say their name, and Brandy will ring the bell. Okay? So we'll do that side, then the middle, this middle, this middle. And then we'll end with a brief communion service at your seat with Pastor Ted. Okay? We're ready to start. Historically, the church has confessed the belief in the communion of saints, which includes not only all living believers, but also all those who have gone before us. In the Bible, the word saint is applied without distinction to the company of those who believe in Christ Jesus and who strive to live faithfully according to his teachings and his example. The term all saints resonates with the conviction that in Christ every saint is a sinner and every sinner a saint. We remember that it is God's grace apart from our works that makes us saints. We find lasting rest only in the mercy of God. Today we speak the names of those who have died. We remember them, and we proclaim our resurrection hope. That what God has joined together, not even death can tear asunder. That when we say her name, say his name, say their name, we are proclaiming that we have been and always will be one. Not because we believe they were any more or less special to God, but because they are special to us. Because their lives were part of our life, that changed us by their presence, and is changing us by their absence. Because denying or forgetting them feels like a loss upon loss too great to bear. We come together to proclaim that though death seems final, though we long so deeply for the things that seem so close and yet we increasingly too easily forget, the warmth of her touch, the smell of his hair, the sound of their laugh, we come together to proclaim that the resurrection of Jesus showed us once and for all God's love is stronger than death. Luke 10:20 captures the human hope that our names are not forgotten but written in heaven and in the book of life. That matters to us. One of the greatest heartaches for a grieving person can be the fear that their loved one will be forgotten. When you ask about someone who has died by name, you are honoring the life they lived. Most people tend to talk about death by naming the relationship. My dad died, my cousin died, my wife died. Giving the griever the opportunity to say their name out loud is a very powerful gift. You won't be reminding them that their loved one died. By saying or asking their names, you create an opportunity for the griever to talk about them, share stories and memories. Perry Rhode, author and grief specialist, shares 5 things we can do to remember, honor, and celebrate our loved ones. 1, say their name out loud, see their face, picture their smile. 2, tell their stories. We might cry, laugh, smile, perhaps sob, or go silent. But when we tell the stories, we see them, we remember. Telling their story is a part of loving them and part of taking our own broken hearts seriously. 3, live their legacy. Let something that was important to them be important to you. Continue the cause, serving their need, give and live the legacy. 4, honor them on special days. Our calendars are littered with special times, birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, and many more. Don't simply dread these times and let them hijack you. Make a simple plan. Honor them on special days. 5, honor them by taking care of yourself. We will now start the lighting ceremony. And we didn't have much of a rehearsal, so bear with us. We will not honor those we have lost both in 2023 and 2024 by saying their names and lighting a candle. Blessed be the memory of these saints, God, who lived and worked among us, our companions in our pilgrimage of faith who have found their rest in God. Yes, he was a cutie.
Charles Tyler.
Barbara Whitney.
David Beck.
My mom, Diane Skaggs.
Elaine Kincaid.
Elizabeth Grisillas. Mr. Berry.
Freddie Souter. Jim McMillan.
Shirley Chalker.
Shirley Ogan, she was like a grandma to us, me and my brothers and sisters.
We'll now recognize those saints who've been lost before 2023 by standing up, calling out their names. So we'll start from the far left side. Please. And you will, far right hand side, my right. Then over there, you want to recognize anyone that was before last year from that far side over there? Please raise your hand. Catherine will bring you the mic and you can stand up. Oh, wait, we're doing the far right side. So, Toby, you going to say anything? Andrew Wilbur. Anyone else on that side? Okay, the middle. Is it on?
Harriet and Wilbur Henderson. Anderson, my parents, and my son, Michael Flamia.
Okay, let's do that a little differently. Name each one separately, and let me have it again. Okay, let's try again.
Harriet Henderson, Wilbur Henderson, Michael Flamia. Donald Condre.
Anyone else on that side, raise your hand, please.
My brother, Linwood Young.
Betty Hyde. James Dixon.
Susan Bergdahl and Michael Brendick.
Wendell Beatty Coleman, brother.
Walter Peck. Ronald Hokum.
My daughter, Nguyễn Thị Phương Mai.
Hope Clark, Galen Clark, my aunt Gloria Pettis, Pete Rayburn,
my husband Romeo Rabin.
My husband, Billy Hollins. My mother, Anna Mary Byram. My great-grandson, Zane Hollins.
Cousin Glendra Gunnishaw, my father Woodrow Thompson, and my mother Junior May Thompson.
My father Vernon Hill, my mother Udell Hill, my sister Denise Hill.
Husband Adolf Mollenhoff.
My mom, Tina Basil. My grandpa, Ernest Vargas. My grandma, Minnie Vargas. My nephew, Brandon Clint.
My sister, Yamlet Cameron. My son-in-law, John Besson.
Barbara Austin, my brother Tommy Austin, those in the Marines, my boyfriend Rodney Wade Patterson.
My sister Starline Nunley.
mother-in-law, Margaret Brown.
Irene Riddiman.
Roman Riddiman.
My mother, Mary Sass. My father, William Saunier. And my husband, Pete Peterson.
My cousin Paul Allison, my grandfather Cleon DeLude, and just all my uncles and aunts and grandparents and Mercy's parents that passed away.
Did we miss anybody? We'll now celebrate a brief, great Thanksgiving. When we celebrate Holy Communion, we experience the communion of saints, feasting with believers past, present, and future. The author of Hebrews 12 reminds us that these saints, a great cloud of witnesses, surround us and cheer us on. If you'd like to participate and do not have a communion cup, please raise your hand.
Hey, man, let me. I certainly don't want to forget my good friend George Chambers, and he was also the former pastor of this church, George Chambers. Amen. Lift up your hearts and give thanks to God. Blessed are you, O God, who with your word and Holy Spirit created all things and called them good. In Jesus Christ, your word became flesh and dwelt among us. Through Jesus' suffering and death, you took upon yourself our sin and death, and destroyed their power forever. You raised from the dead this same Jesus, who now reigns with you in glory, and poured upon us your Holy Spirit, making us the people of your new covenant. On the night before the meeting with death, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks to you, and he broke the bread, and he gave it to the disciples. At this time, you may open the small end of your communion cup for the bread. And Jesus said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you." Do this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, Jesus took the cup. He gave thanks to you and gave it to the disciples. At this time, open the large end of your communion cup. And Jesus said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts, that in the breaking of this bread and the drinking of this wine, we may know the presence of the living Christ and be renewed as the body of Christ for the world, redeemed by Christ's blood until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at your table forever. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. And let the church say, Amen. 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 Amen.
We did not rehearse what to do with your empty containers. Just read it.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well, and I pray that you're feeling blessed today. We're here to remember and talk about something that's sad, but it's also very important. It's about remembering those who have passed on before us. It's about our own place in the grand scheme of things. I got to tell you something this morning. There's not a day that doesn't go by. I can't remember it, that I don't remember something about my dear dad. And I know every one of us, we've got someone that's on our hearts today. Someone that journeyed with us through this life.
Remember the one who
As I close this morning, I want you to know that in our scripture this morning, he talks about in John chapter 5, verses 24 through 27. Let me read those, and I know she's read those before, but I want to read those to you one more time. You see, this is what our Lord said. He said this, John 5, 24, chapter 5, verses 24 through 27. He says, "Verily, truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believe in him who sent me has eternal life. Your loved one has believed in the Lord. They have eternal life. They have eternal life." And it says, "And will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Verily, truly, I tell you, a time is coming and now has come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge because he is the Son of Man. The Lord has blessed us. He's given us his Son, and he is remembering, and he is there waiting for us when we get to heaven." Now, we want to remember this morning. We have our place in heaven. Our loved ones, they have a place in heaven. But we have our place in heaven also. It says, as we turn our thoughts and we turn, we look at our own place in this life of eternity, we find ourselves standing with a question that is echoed through the ages. It says, how do we ensure our place in heaven? This question is as old as itself, and it's one that each of us has to grapple in our own way with the Lord. As we close our time together today, let's remember that even in the midst of loss and grief, God's goodness and love remains. He doesn't just fill the void left by our loved ones, but they bring about their memory so we can continue to honor their memory, to cherish the love that we share, and to look forward to the day when we will be reunited again in his presence. See, in the face of loss, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. It's easy to feel the pain that's too much. Too much emptiness, it's too vast. But remember this, our God is a God of comfort. He's there in the quiet moments when the loss feels too great. He's there in the loud moments when the world keeps moving, but you feel like you are stuck in place. He's always there, offering his love, his comfort, and his peace. So as we leave here today, let's carry with us the knowledge of our Lord's unfailing love. Let's remember that even in the midst of pain and loss, God is so good to us. He loves us, his love endures, his peace sustains, and his promise of eternal life. That gives us hope. Remember those that have went up home before us. But more importantly, remember God's love for us. And remember his dear Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, and who now, because of his death, we might live. Remember him. In the name of the Father and the Son.
Stand for our hymn of invitation. Since Jesus came into my heart. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul, for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I have ceased from my wanderings and going astray since Jesus came into my heart. And my sins, which were many, are all washed away since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I'm possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure since Jesus came into my heart. And no dark clouds of doubt now my pathway obscure since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught. He said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
In his kingdom, power,
glory forever.
As we depart from here today, let us continue to remember those who are less fortunate than ourselves. Then continue to pray for those who are homebound, ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and let us gather together again next Sunday to receive the message that the pastor will bring to us. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Gracious. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn? America. My country 'tis of the sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my father died, land of the pilgrims right, from every mountainside let freedom ring. My native country, the land of